ethical baits where you know your numbers so you can work your math and then maximize perceived benefits, minimize realized risk there. Incredibly effective because now you start to see where it demystifies growth. Welcome to Marketing with Matt. If you're an entrepreneur or business owner looking to create more margin in your life and business, you're in the right place. For more after the show, be sure to check out profitmoreworkless.com. Well, aloha, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Marketing with Matt. This is a Maui edition, and we've teased it on other shows about vacation and the dynamic there. We were joking on our dress rehearsal before my camera died and had power issues, is most of these conversations are just Tyler and I hanging out, and then eventually we remembered to press record. And I've got a good embarrassing story for y'all. So this is going to be a good episode. So I'm here on island on vacation, doing some content because this is what I like doing. I like hanging out with Tyler. And so, and for context, the family's all asleep. So I wake up at 4 a.m. and I like 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. is when I will jam on whatever I want to jam on. So just me diving into work stuff, enjoying it. I guess, and I've buffered to like usually 8 a.m. before people, my family, my kids, have been super fortunate. They'll sleep till like 10. So nice. We've got good sleepers. But on to the embarrassing story and some takeaways, I think, from a marketing perspective. So my wife will joke, we have gone to Hawaii. We're celebrating our 10-year anniversary. So it's we've been married for 10 years.
Congrats.
Thank you. And we came to Hawaii for our honeymoon. It was not planned. I had, you know, we were in different financial
states. The marriage
state.
Or the honeymoon? Or the
honeymoon. The honeymoon location was not planned. So I had planned Mexico. I kind of talked her into Mexico. It was more affordable. It was, I like Latin America, so we're doing Mexico. I knew my wife and I knew she would love Hawaii. And I entered a raffle. I literally won a week-long stay in Hawaii. We had been engaged for a year before this happened. So like we were engaged for a year and a half. It's a long engagement. We'd planned honeymoon was going to be in Mexico for 1 week. And then I won this week. And so I kept it as a surprise. And so I told her, hey, I'm thinking we do an extra week in like the Caribbean. So basically kind of same feel there. And I kept it very, like she really knew no details, just trusted me entirely. And so we did the week in Mexico and literally had to fly back to LAX. And it was at the airport where I told her, hey, actually, we're going to Hawaii. So that was the kickoff of our Hawaii adventures. I'd never been before. And so we got tons of fond memories of Hawaii. And I fell in love with it. This is still probably one of my favorite places to vacation.
Very good example of tourism marketing, right? Where they gave you a free week and now you go every year.
Yeah. And it wasn't Hawaii that gave it. It was actually this raffle and they owned like a condo. And so I got to stay in someone's condo. It was like the least nice condo in Kaanapali, the side of Maui. Still very nice. And I'm not like, it was perfect for us.
Sure.
And, but yes, it could have been a great strategy. I'll get to the embarrassing part. So this is our start. And so then we start and I'm like, I'm addicted. I'm like, I will find a way to go to Maui every single year somehow, no matter what. This is for me and for us now, the perfect combination of like easy and relaxing, which is what I want in a vacation. If I could have like a dream vacation, if it's like, oh, I get to surf, I get to have a little bit more disconnection, and it facilitates that in the time zone difference. So imagine this, by noon in Hawaii, it's 6 p.m. on the East Coast. The days have already cooled down. It's 3 p.m. on the Pacific, which is like already, I tend to see, like it just happens that way. You get after 3 p.m. and things are light and people have, they kind of just thought that the workday is done. And so it's this sweet spot where the majority of the time when we're awake together, I'm truly undistracted. You get to like 6 p.m. plans. It's midnight on the East Coast. No one's interrupting. There's no fires happening. There's no nothing happening because everybody is asleep. And so that time zone difference there, that is a sweet hack. I remember the first time I did that hack or experienced it. Actually, I don't know if it was Hawaii, but it was actually, in my mind, Greece. We took a trip to Greece and I experienced this like, ah, this is nice. When I'm awake, everyone else is asleep. And when I'm asleep, everyone else is awake, but I literally can't, I can actually disconnect just because of time zone. So magical space there. But one of our times, second or third time we came to Maui, there's the person on the beach who's sitting there saying, hey, come and I forget, turn around. It was a free luau. I love the concept of luaus. they're not healthy by any means, but I just loved them. Like the magic of all you can eat Hawaiian food and shows. I was a sucker for it from day one. And I was like,
oh yeah.
So we signed up for a timeshare presentation. And so if you know anything like vacation tourism, this is a huge component of what they do. So there's all of these, most hotels have a dynamic where there's kind of like, sort of like a condo and then there's a hotel portion, or maybe they're all condo style. And so you can own it. And the ones that aren't owned, they just like rent out on a week by week basis. And so it is a great way to cash flow the property. And it is a brilliant marketing scheme because it's like pre-committed vacations. And there's an aspect that it's known, your fixed buying price. And there's an aspect that's unknown, your maintenance fees. That just the only guarantee is they're going to grow with time. And so, and if you want to know if it's a good product or not, just look at how many people are trying to resell it. Like this is supply and demand, but they have this weird thing where they're always setting the price there, but there's a reseller market. Anywho, pretty definitively a, I don't say a bad product, but a subpar product. It would be like if there was someone who was selling used cars and it costs more than new cars, which we've seen in times, right? That happens. But that's the best correlation I can experience is you're like, you're selling used cars for higher than new car prices. And there's other people selling used cars for used car prices. Why would I ever buy from you? This is the premise of what's going on here. This is why. So they have people that hang out on the boardwalk or, you know, around and just saying, hey, you want free stuff. So they just are giving away free stuff. And all you have to do to get the free thing, whatever it is, a catamaran trip or a free luau or whatever it is, a two-night stay, a free vacation, is you have to go and attend a presentation. So you just have to attend the presentation. Take 2 to 4 hours out of your vacation. Maybe it's 4 to 6 hours. I don't quite recall. And do this thing in exchange for your time. Just for hearing us out, you get to have this thing and they funnel you into their sales pipeline. To this day, my wife still brings it up every single trip. And just looking at it on how silly, foolish we were to attend this thing. Now, I always tell her, but we didn't buy. She's like, sure. Like in her mind, I would never buy. I'm like, well, but you're persuaded into buying things all the time. It's not an uncommon experience. But what's fascinating is they do this because it works. They run this funnel because it works. And there's a couple of components there that I think is critical, and more businesses we could start to consider this. And I'll give you some practical examples in even local businesses that I think do a piece of it. And apply some of these components. So step one is I have this free thing. It's the ethical bait. Now, what's interesting is they're kind of like forthright about the bait is come to our sales presentation. So it's like literally just hear us out. And so it seems like a low commitment, low risk exchange. I get something for free and all I have to do is hear you out. I'm actually like, once you know your numbers, it's easier to do this. I remember we were running a referral campaign where we knew what our cost per showed call was. Literally knew what our cost per showed call was. And so we started, so if I know it's going to cost me $100 to pay Zuckerberg to have someone show up on a call, why not create a referral campaign that says, hey, dear existing customer, if you send someone over to us and they just talk to us, I'll happily give you $100. Because at that point, That was your same cost per event. In that situation, you might realize that the referral showed call actually converts higher than the cold showed call. So once again, we were like, okay, our math is actually better here. Our costs are the same. If I was fine scaling my ad spend at this cost per showed call, why not pass the money to referrals where my math becomes even better, right? So understanding your numbers, which just comes from doing it, putting the volume in there, gives you such clarity in terms of like other ideas for expansion, for growth, right? To us on the boardwalk, it seems foolish. They're just giving away luaus. Why would they do this? It's like, No, because they know their numbers. It's a profitable acquisition plan. Like, that's why they do it. So that's the first thing, is I think you can find areas, once you know your numbers, of like ethical bait that seems like it's foolish for you to offer it. But because you know your process, you realize it was a no-brainer. That's the first thing, is ethical bait in exchange for numbers that you already know are good. The second thing is maximizing perceived benefit and minimizing realized risk. Maximizing perceived benefit, minimizing realized risk. So to the hotel who's trying to sell timeshares, they have this relationship where when I come and I endure the presentation and I resist the closer tactics of three or four different people, I get luau tickets, which their costs might be actually like $30, right? Because they'll negotiate a deal where like they're essentially selling these tickets, like they're selling wasted space to these events. Sometimes they're luau's that they coordinate, or sometimes they just find other people. Where it's like, this is just wasted space. Oftentimes their cost is only occurred on redemption, if that makes sense. So it's sort of like a tab. It's like, hey, we'll just get these vouchers from you. If someone redeems it, charge us on our tab, usually at a negotiated rate because they're doing a higher volume. But so perceived value might be like $200 should have been the luau price there. Their hard cost, if you redeem it, might be, I said 30, maybe it's $50. But then they know there is a percentage of people who literally attend, get the voucher, and then don't even use it, right? Because the timing doesn't work out, or they're like, I had another plan, or whatever it might be. So perceived benefit, the $200. Realized risk, worst case scenario, is $50. And they might even be like, hey, actually only 80% of people redeem it. So now it's really $40 is their realized risk here. Let me give you a practical example. My dentist does a birthday club, and their birthday club giveaway, maybe I've mentioned this on past shows, is a pastry on your birthday. They went to the local popular pastry shop and basically worked out this deal. Because no one's like, happy birthday, you get to have your teeth cleaned for half off. No one's taking that as a gift. But
right,
you give me a free donut, sure, I'll sign up for your birthday. Let's get a free donut. And every year they're building reciprocity. They literally are just like, hey, here's your free birthday donut. I've been on their list and probably received 10 of these. It's honestly probably been a decade of me getting these coupons. I've redeemed it 0 times. But it sticks in my mind. It's like, my dentist gives me a donut. I'm like, it's a good reminder. I need to go and get my teeth cleaned or whatever I want to do there. So perceived benefit, in that case, how much is a Patriot short? Best case, $5, $10. Cool. But it's like, it's a gift. The whole point is like, they celebrated me on my birthday. They sent me a card and they went out of their way to find this, pastry there. But they're sitting there where it's maximize perceived benefit, minimize realized risk, because I'm sure they're only paying if someone takes the coupon into the store and says, I would like a scone, please, or whatever it is from the bakery shop there. And so ethical baits, where you know your numbers, so you can work your math, and then maximize perceived benefits, minimize realized risk there. Incredibly effective, because now you start to see where it demystifies growth, right? And so for these hotels, this is why every single one has somebody literally working probably 12 hours a day there, just trying to drive these appointments, where their whole front end game is like, in perception, give away as many luau's as you possibly can, right? Because there's the funnel. Hey, they get 30 people to sign up for the free luau. They got to show up. Maybe 20 people show up to the presentation, and 20 people show up to the presentation. 2 people buy, and they're like, it was a killer day. They spent, if I had 20 people and if it cost them $50 per, thing there, it's like, cool. They spend $1,000 in freebies, plus maybe another $1,000 for the person setting the appointment. So $2,000 in, and like their 2 sales, they're like, and we made 60,000. And so their math was incredibly profitable. And that's why they're like, you look at some hotels, like they have 5 people on 5 different locations throughout the property, all just trying to drive and set more and more appointments. You walk into their offices and they're like, they've got room to do 30 simultaneous presentations with all of these salespeople because the math makes sense. And so you know, just a little Maui marketing tip, and this is probably true of many vacation zones here, is how can we figure out for yourself, what are other free ethical bribes that you could create that don't necessarily have to be your business? I think this is the stumbling block for a lot of business owners, even like people trying to market for a business initially, is you think you're like, you're the dentist and you think, okay, my ethical bribe is going to be like a free teeth whitening with your cleaning here. And that's not always the best gift. It's rarely the best gift. It actually can start to devalue what you wanted them to buy in the first place. And so I actually think some of the best versions of these are strategically partnering with other providers. So it just comes off as good gift. You're just giving them what they wanted because you've got a hunch that they also might want what you're selling, but you're not just giving them like a discount. Or I say sometimes businesses, they give the business equivalent of like a high five. Happy birthday. Here's a, you know, 10% off coupon for anything on my, you know, anything in my e-com shop. I'm like, that's the worst gift. This is literally like a, you know, like someone who gives those sort of like favor cards, but it's not even like you get, you know, you don't get a back massage from your kids. You get like a 50% off coupon for a back massage from your kids. And like, hey dad, instead of $10, it's only $5 and I'll give you a massage. And so this is hopefully sparking some ideas for folks here, but it's just some little takeaways that I have so far in early days of hanging out in Maui. And one of my embarrassing stories is I drove my wife to one of these things. She was uncomfortable the entire time. And I am so wrapped up in the experience of just observing and kind of like noting what's going on. Like I'm taking all these, I'm just like appreciating the sales process here that I came off so positive the entire time. It probably felt like the worst bait and switch because I had no objections up until the very end where I just had to say, and basically only took me about 10 minutes of restating that like I'm fundamentally driven to make financial decisions from a financial standpoint. And I just pulled up my phone and showed them, here's all the people reselling your exact product. If I wanted to buy it, I would buy from them. There's no reason I would ever buy from you. It was a little definitely uncomfortable for my wife. But we did.
Yep.
I think we attended the luau. Even that, I'm not certain if we actually redeemed the coupon there, but I got to gain the story.
Yeah. I think I really like the idea of that you mentioned there of not just finding ways to create the ethical bait, but finding ways to like partner with other people that are adjacent to you. In the local business, it's easy because you can find people that are in your local, you know, in your city or town. But if you're an online business, finding people who don't compete with you, but probably have the same kind of customers and find a way to like reward them over there is a really clever way to do it. I really like that.
Yeah. So
awesome. Mahalo for the tips, Matt. This was a good Marketing with Matt Maui edition.
Thanks for tuning in for this week's Marketing with Matt. Check out profitmoreworkless.com to learn how we create high margin marketing. Also, if you know someone who'd enjoy the podcast, feel free to make a recommendation. I'm sure they'll thank you for it. Okay. Bye for now.